Welcome to Gaia's Voice Podcast with Matilde Croscini. This podcast is for women looking to connect with their innermost wisdom and unlock their unlimited potential to be who they were born to be. This space is for you. This time is yours. You are held by the earth underneath you. Be you. Be wild. Be free. Now let's begin.
Hello and welcome to this first episode of Gaia's Voice Podcast. I am so happy to be here with you, sharing this space with you, because this podcast is more than just me talking. It's a space for you. It's like a sacred sanctuary for you to come into and allow yourself to connect with you as you're listening. I decided to start this podcast because I was inspired to share insights and reflections and practical tools coming from my own experience in life so far, to help women to reconnect with their inner wisdom, that voice within that is deep, deep, deep in our heart, that is the one voice that we should. I don't want to put shoulds there, but it is the one voice to follow. It is the one voice to tune into that will always be your own truth. And for so long, I have been told how, and I'm sure this is not just me, I'm sure a lot of you will resonate with this. I have been told in my life that I needed someone else's permission to do anything, really, that I needed someone else's approval, some kind of a stamp or maybe a certificate or anything that just would make me ready to take on whatever in life I decided to do or start or be. And then the more I went on my journey and discovered that connection with myself, the more I realized this is so untrue. You don't need anyone's permission or approval to be you, and you're so already wonderful and perfect, exactly as you are, exactly at this moment. This moment, right now. So this is really what this podcast is about, is about finding and remembering that connection within yourself. And how important it is, how key it is to do anything. To be who you were born to be. Before all the programming, before all the beliefs and the stories that you took on in your life so far, since you were a little child. And does that mean that all of those experiences and stories are wrong and we should just forget about them? That's not what I'm saying. They're sacred. They brought you to here. And so they're absolutely sacred. And the beliefs that you made your own in your life so far are also to be honored, because they brought you to here and they were important strategies in order to survive through what you have been through so far. So all of that is sacred. Yet, a lot of the time, it is no longer needed. And that is what I have experienced and discovered in my own personal life, is that a lot of the beliefs I carried about myself, about the world, about what I was expecting from the world around me, and also about what the world around me expected from me, what I thought it expected from me, those beliefs no longer served me, no longer were useful for me. And they were stopping me, in fact, from doing what I really wanted to do, like being here with you. It has taken me a long time to pick up the courage. I recorded my first videos, and even went as far as uploading one or two on YouTube, and then I taken them down very quickly afterwards, about 5 years ago. But I so did not believe I could do it. Who was I to be here and do this? Who was I to show up and pretend I could say something that would be helpful to other women, to other people listening and watching? And those beliefs have stopped me for so long, prevented me from being here with you and do this, which I love. I love being here with you and sharing and creating this space of inspiration and connection for you. And also, this is a time for you. It's not just a space for you. It's a time for you, time for yourself. How precious that is, that you allow yourself to have this time, however long it is that we're going to be together each episode, that will vary, but that you give yourself this time in your day that is for you. It's for you. How often as women do we take that time for us? And I am a mother, I'm a partner, I am a businesswoman, I'm also a sister, I'm a daughter. There's so many descriptions, there's so many roles, there's so many things that can keep me busy in my everyday life. And I know many of you have plenty of things to do. There's a to-do list. Every morning we get up and we know that we have a to-do list of things to do. Some remain the same every day, some vary every day, but we sort of have a schedule and stuff that we have to do. And at times that feels so essential and so important, that if we don't get that done, we're not enough, we're not going to achieve what we're supposed to achieve, we're not going to be who we're supposed to be. There's nothing more important than time dedicated to you, to you, to you, because that time is the time that brings that connection with you alive, that allows you to receive from yourself the information that you really, really need to be fully in this life. And from that time with you, what comes out naturally is what you then bring into the world. And so it seems like you're taking time from what you need to do in your day, but actually what I have found is that the more I give time to myself, to those things that really are helping me and supporting me connecting with myself, the more, the quicker, the faster everything else moves in life, in a wonderful, natural, organic, flowing way, with very little effort. And I know that this sounds, might sound a little bit difficult to grasp. If you haven't experienced this yet, it can be difficult to grasp. The first time I've heard that, I was very much like do, very much like get up and going. I'm getting up and I have all of these things to do. I have this structure. I need to get all of this done by the end of today and as quick as possible. And anything else beyond this is going to be a distraction. I'm not going to allow myself to go there. And that resulted in a very exhausting way of living that left me tired most of the time and quite uninspired, actually. So it brought ups and downs of apathetic energy followed by total demotivation and a lot of hopelessness, really. And from those places, I then warrior myself back out, going, no, like I can do this. And again, just get this surge of let's do this energy. And then again, in like a pattern that never actually brought me anywhere. Looking back, when I was caught in that pattern, I was very much staying in the same place. It was like moving in circles. It wasn't really going anywhere. Although I felt like I was doing a lot, which fed more hopelessness. So how to stop this cycle is to allow time. Time for us, time for you, time to be with you. With you. And yes, listening to inspiring teachings is one way to definitely come home. And then there's also times where being with you means being just with you in silence, without any outer input, without any other voice speaking, just your own, the inside one. And then there's times that maybe being with you is being perhaps on a dance floor or on a yoga mat or on a walk in nature. There's so many different ways that this can be done. And all these ways are going to be unique to you. Unique to you. It's up to you to find those ways. It's up to you to stop and listen to yourself and hear what resonates, what really does it for you, and what doesn't work for you. And no one can tell you that. So with that said, everything that you're going to hear in this podcast is based on my experience. I have lived it firsthand. I am never going to be mentioning anything that I haven't actually tried, that I haven't actually felt and done first and seen that it worked. And also my invitation is to take what resonates with you and what serves you and leave what doesn't, because chances are not everything that I'm going to be talking about is relevant for your life in this moment right now, and that is totally fine. That's okay. So my intention is to serve you as best as I can with my experience and my life so far, and my invitation is to take what's needed. Take what's needed in the moment and trust that. Trust your own guidance. Always trust your own intuition. Question. Don't take anything that I say as truth, but question and feel into yourself what feels good resonance with you and what doesn't. And yeah. I think for today, that's all that I have for you. And I am looking forward to the next episode. I'm looking forward to the next time sharing space with you. And I also always love hearing from you. So if you feel called to and inspired to do so, leave a comment, leave a review, share this message. That is so appreciated. And you remember that you can connect with me on Instagram and on Free to Be a Goddess Facebook group. You always find me there. So, yeah, I wish you so much love and light and an absolutely wonderful day. And I'm going to talk to you again soon. Bye for now.